What is Web3? Heck, what is Web2 or Web1? And why should we have at least a basic understanding of what they are as crypto investors? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we will explore what Web3 means and 5 predictions about what we can expect to happen in the future, regardless of bull cycles, bear cycles, or any market cycles at large. This video was inspired by a tweet thread by one of my favorite crypto macroeconomists, Tasha Che. So if you've got Twitter, follow her profile at Tasha Labs for more great crypto content. Awesome. So let's learn about Web3. Before we get started, just want to do a quick shout out to NordVPN. As a crypto investor, using a VPN is an easy, effective, and important way we can further protect our privacy and our investments on the internet. I've personally been using them even before I started this YouTube channel. And for a limited time, NordVPN is offering us their 2-year plan at a 70% discount and 1 month free. So click on the link in the description area to check them out and redeem their offer, all while supporting the channel. Sweet. Now let's get to it. What is Web3? Well, to understand Web3 more easily, let's start from the beginning and define what is Web1. What is Web1? Most of us can recall when it was necessary to type in www. In front of whatever website we wanted to access. And the www stands for World Wide Web, which is the internet. When the internet first came about, some of us can remember that horrid, screechy noise that signaled your computer was attempting to connect to the internet via dial-up. At this time, the internet was in the Web 1.0 stage. So the number represents the first development stage of the World Wide Web. And the key characteristic of this first iteration of the internet was simple static websites. So you could look at web pages and browse around, but there wasn't a whole lot of interaction between the websites and users like us. As time went on, servers were upgraded, developers learned new skills, and eventually Web 2 or Web 2.0 emerged. What is Web 2? The number 2, or 2.0 in terms of Web 2, represents the second development stage of the World Wide Web, or the internet. The difference between the simple static websites of Web 1.0 and Web 2.0 are the ability for the internet users like us to create our own content in the form of blogs, comments, reviews, and social media. Web 2.0 is also characterized by websites becoming more dynamic and responsive, like the ability to do a Google search or create directions for roadmaps. And finally, interoperability was achieved in the Web 2.0 development stage, where different websites and applications could connect to each other and interact with each other, like how we can connect our social media accounts together or use widgets to see Twitter feeds, news feeds, stock and crypto price feeds, etc. Cool. So it's important to note that there's no formal date, roadmap, or specific marker that delineated when Web 1.0 morphed into Web 2.0, which is the same for the concept of Web 3.0. What is Web3? Web3, or Web 3.0, is a term that refers to the third currently emerging developmental stage of the internet. The difference between the simple static websites of Web 1.0 and the more interactive, dynamic, and interoperable websites of Web 2.0. With Web 3.0, the internet operates on decentralized technology that no one person or entity can control, allowing pretty much anyone around the world with a smart device to connect to and interact with users and applications on the internet. Another defining characteristic of Web 3.0 is the application of artificial intelligence. So with Web 3, we will see faster, more robust development, more inclusion of users, and ultimately, it will increasingly become a part of the infrastructure of everyday life. Amazing. So now that we better understand what Web 1, 2, and 3 are, and the characteristics that define them, let's explore 5 predictions for the future of Web 3, and how over time it will divorce itself from market cycles, which is a great thing for us long-term crypto investors. Prediction 1, tokenization of everything. With Web 3, everything will be tokenized. Driver's licenses, passports, marriage certificates, college degrees, certifications, concert tickets, plane tickets, mortgages, deeds, car titles, adoption papers, birth certificates, death certificates, trusts. Literally, everything will be a token. What is a token? A token is something physical or digital that can be exchanged for or represent a good, service, or other form of value or utility. In cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, tokens are representative of value, like a stake, voting right, a toll, a currency, a store of value. It could represent ownership of something, or it could be multifunctional within an ecosystem. So know that the token itself doesn't have value in and of itself. The value comes from the asset it represents. Like a gift card would be an example of a token. So the actual plastic card in and of itself is invaluable, but the card does represent value you can exchange for whatever the terms are dictated by the gift card. And when we create a token that represents a good or service or any of the aforementioned forms of value, it's called tokenization. So we've all probably heard of NFTs or non-fungible tokens at this point. And if you're still having problems wrapping your head around what it means and their potential value proposition for the future, after this video, check out my simple guide for beginners that breaks down the concept of NFTs by clicking on the link above. Cool. Next, prediction 2. Digital global economies. Currently, global economies are for the most part physically regional, like we have the United States and the US dollar, and we have China, Europe, etc. The underlying foundation of these economies use the global banking system to transact. And each economy has their own monetary, fiscal, and taxation policies that we have to abide by, but largely have no role in how it operates or how and when changes occur. For example, in the United States, to participate in the banking system, you need to qualify for a bank account. And to live, obviously, you need a source of income from typically a job. And the government decides how much taxes we owe them and what they do with the money. With the decentralized, open, accessible, and ever-advancing technology implications of Web3, we are starting to see digital economies forming on the blockchain that we can all interact with, regardless of physical location. So people like us can choose which economies we would like to be a part of, and within these ecosystems, we will get to decide how economic output is distributed among us versus being at the mercy of our governments. So as economies begin to emerge on Ethereum, Avalanche, Solana, Polkadot, and similar, we will form large digital global economies that rival current global economies like the United States or China. I break down this abstract concept in more detail for beginners in this video, all about why we miss crypto gains and how to stop. So after this video, click on the link above to check it out. We must also consider the development of the metaverse and the ever-increasing valuations of certain NFTs, all during a time where COVID showed us how fragile our physical supply chain processes can be, which greatly affected and continues to affect distribution of physical assets. If you've watched my previous videos, we've discussed how there is a massive shortage of collateral, like US Treasury bills, which is why banks are choosing not to lend and why they would rather park their cash somewhere in exchange for actual collateral. If you haven't yet, check out my video explaining the structure of the current financial system that breaks all this down by clicking on the link above. Basically, with both a shortage of physical and traditional assets and limitations with accessing them, depending on where you live or if they're affordable, digital assets will reign supreme in the future, which fortifies the prediction of the development of digital global economies. Nice. Prediction 3. Staking becomes an important income source. Proof-of-stake blockchain ecosystems through staking mechanisms are more inclusive and distributed, and therefore superior platforms for creating new successful economies. And anyone around the world can participate in staking within a proof-of-stake ecosystem. And in a sense, within that economy, they are receiving something sort of similar to a form of universal basic income from the staking rewards. And I don't know why the term universal basic income is so inflammatory and pisses some people off. So hey, I'm just using it as an analogy. A better term will develop over time. Currently, the two major sources of income for people are 1, labor income in the form of wages and salaries, and 2, capital income from investments like interest and dividends. Staking is a new way to participate in an economy relatively passively. It's a way for cryptocurrency ecosystems like Algorand, for example, to incentivize people to help maintain, secure, and participate in the network. Staking will continue to evolve over time to encourage people to participate in economies, like rewarding people for providing liquidity to certain DeFi or decentralized finance protocols, or validating transactions via proof-of-stake protocols. At the end of the day, staking will become a popular way for digital economies on Web3 to distribute value among participants. Cool. Prediction 4. Transformation of the middle class. Both the Industrial Revolution and Tech Revolution created a global environment where big businesses seek out the cheapest labor possible to keep profits high. This both created the middle class and is the cause of its decline and eventual demise. Web3 will help rebuild and transform the middle class and ultimately will help class mobility. What is class mobility? Socioeconomic class mobility describes the ease with which a person born into a lower class can move into a higher class. The dawn of advertising begot the oppression of the masses, seducing and distracting us with materialism, media, and journalism to keep us at bay. Web3 technology is giving us a glimmer of hope that the way we distribute value within economies can be more fair, inclusive, and give us an opportunity to move from lower classes to higher classes within our lifetimes. Nearly everyone, regardless of social class, has access to smartphones, computers, and most importantly, the internet that is slowly but surely transitioning from Web 2.0 to 3.0. Sweet. Prediction 5. Exponential increase in investors. With the onset of Web 3, everyone around the world will have access to the technology and will be able to participate in digital economies. And basically, everyone will become an investor. Also, as we discussed in a previous prediction, everything will become tokenized, which creates even more investment opportunities. Democratization of these new economies and how we distribute value, as well as increases in class mobility, leads to more people having more money. And the metaverse and NFT revolution will provide us with a vast and varied amount of assets to invest that money. Investing is an important source of income that many around the world didn't and still don't have the opportunity to take advantage of due to location, lack of money, or lack of knowledge. Web3 bridges those gaps, and as a result, we will all be investors. Finance and economics was created to be complicated, complex, and daunting on purpose to keep a small elite group satisfied, while the mass majority of people on the planet do all the dirty work and are kept at bay. Finance and investing practices are and will continue to become more accessible, easy to use, and simple to understand. Web3 could very well take a major toll on the financial management industry, as people will opt to manage their own investments instead of delegating it to someone else. So as a crypto investor, make sure you are taking full control over your crypto assets by using a hardware wallet. If you hold your crypto in your own wallet, you actually have possession and ownership and control over it, not just a representation of ownership like a stock. So if you don't have your own cryptocurrency wallet yet, you can use the links in the description area to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option are the Ledger devices. So go to the description area to check them out. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. So what do you think about the implications of Web3? Are you excited for the transition from Web 2 to 3? What predictions do you have about new Web 3 economies? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.